Now it's time for our weekly trip around the state. First, we'll drop in on Whittier, the tunnel-accessed community on the west side of Prince William Sound. Then it's north to the interior village of Koyukuk on the Yukon River.
I'm Diana Barnes. I'm the executive assistant for the city of Whittier. Whittier was originally, it was here for a strategic purpose because during the war with Japan, they had kind of founded Whittier, and it was a place that was pretty well hidden. They couldn't hardly find the town with all the overcast and stuff to put oil tankers and to get cargo back and forth to Anchorage. Years ago, it was one of the few ice-free ports in the state of Alaska. Now, of course, there's a lot more, but it's an ice-free port, so we get freight in here year-round. In the wintertime, we get really, really hurricane-strength winds. Sometimes they'll last 2 to 3 weeks. It keeps people out. We get, on the average, 380 inches of snowfall a year. So we do get a lot of snow, but with the warm weather, it snows and then we get rain and it melts and then we get the wind and it turns to ice, and so we have a huge ice skating rink out here. It's mostly recreational. We do have a lot of commercial, but we try to reserve most of the little small boat harbor. There's a lot of personal use. It's just a long waiting list, but it is all along the sound. This year, Princess came in, I'm not sure how many times, but they came in every Saturday and then every other Wednesday. Now next year, I think Holland America's coming back, which means I think we'll get double the ships. Actually, they have it until the last cruise ship, and after that, our sidewalks will roll up. They send out fireworks, and it's a big to-do for the last cruise ship. We work really hard. We're exhausted by the end of summer.
My name is Catherine Folger. I'm the city clerk in Koyukuk, Alaska. We're on right where the Yukon and the Koyukuk River meets. And we don't have running water. We just have honey buckets and the washateria, which is where we do laundry and take showers. They hunt for moose and bear. Some people will kill wolf, or they go fishing all summer long. That's pretty much it. Some people set traps for, like, rabbits and stuff. Well, the kids have activities all throughout the week. And then there's baseball in the summer. And there's open gym in the winter. There's the library. They do arts and crafts and stuff over there. And they have movie night, which they show in the school and the gym. And it's just a huge screen on the wall. They watch movies every Friday. We're just waiting for the first snowfall. I'm going to say it's going to happen in October, around the end of the month, but it might be earlier because it's already freezing.
That was Diana Barnes in Whittier and Catherine Folger in Koyukuk. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK on Alaska News Nightly. We had help this week from Emily Schwing and Ellen Lockyer. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Angela Denning Barnes.